You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
I think one of the most important pieces of legal news garnered very little press attention late last week. Chief Justice Mokgweng Mokgweng issued a hard-hitting recommendation that Western Cape Judge President John Klopé face an impeachment inquiry over misconduct allegations. And it's prompted constitutional expert Lawson Naidu to call for Klopé's suspension. Lawson, great to chat to you again. After years of legal battles, the Judge President is finally due to face an impeachment inquiry over those allegations in October. What does this current complaint relate to?
Well, thank you, Michael. Good to be back with you. This relates to a complaint that was lodged against Judge President Klopé by his deputy, Patricia Goliath, earlier this year. And there were numerous complaints that were lodged by her against him, and then there were counter complaints by the Judge President against Justice Goliath. The Chief Justice isolated three primary complaints that he considered in his ruling last week. The first one was the issue of the complaint that the Judge President had physically assaulted another judge in the Western Cape High Court Division, Judge Mushtaq Parker. Secondly, that he had used obscene language towards Judge Goliath, and thirdly, that he had withheld duties from her that she was entitled to perform as the deputy judge president when he was away, but he had allocated it to another junior judge. So on the first two complaints, the Chief Justice ruled that if they were to be established, that they would amount to a gross misconduct by Judge Klopé, and therefore he should face an inquiry by a judicial tribunal. But the act is structured in such a way, Michael, that there are a few more hoops to get through before the complaint lands before a tribunal. The Chief Justice's recommendation will have to be endorsed by the Judicial Conduct Committee firstly, and if they endorse it, it must then go to the Judicial Service Commission itself before it will end up at the tribunal. And it is only at that point at which the commission makes a recommendation that they can simultaneously recommend to the president that the judge president be placed on suspension.
So it isn't a fait accompli just yet. And I think it's worth, Lawson, reminding listeners of the long-running nature of this particular saga, as so many Stalingrad tactics have become infamously known over the last decade or more. It was in 2008, in fact, after Constitutional Court Justices Bessin Kabinda and Chris Jafta reported to the JSC that Klopé had attempted to influence them to give judgments in favour of then-President Jacob Zuma, that he, in fact, lashed out at them, calling for the impeachment of then Chief Justice Pius Lange and his deputy, Dikgang Moseneke. So that was 12 years ago. Are those going to be ventilated if we finally see the Cape Judge President have his day in front of an impeachment tribunal?
Well, interestingly, that matter has finally been resolved by the JSC, and they have indicated that a tribunal hearing on that matter that emanates from 2008 will be heard by a tribunal in October this year. So, you know, 12 years later, we're finally getting there. There have been lots of, as you say, legal delays in the process, you know, including the most recently about a dispute about the state paying the legal fees of Judge President Klopé. But that, you know, both these matters are now heading to a tribunal, and hopefully we will see action taken. And I think, you know, it's important to stress that these convoluted processes in the JSC Act are really there to protect the independence and integrity of the judiciary. And it correctly should not be easy to remove a judge from office, because it needs to be a serious matter that is, you know, not doesn't become a political game. So we understand the importance of protecting judges and making it difficult. But on the other hand, when there are serious allegations against a sitting judge, and especially somebody who occupies the position of the head of a high court division, then there should be provision for that person to be suspended pending the outcome of that inquiry.
And of course, if there is a long history of allegations that tend to follow one particular judge around, wherever he goes, issues of his temper, issues of his alleged racism towards colleagues, of this kind of judicial interference that the 2008 matter emanates from, and also very curious issues around the current tobacco case. So, as they say, where there is smoke, Lawson Naidu of the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution on the slippery clawpaw to impeachment.